Welcome to Life Words Day by Day. Have you ever sat in church and had any of these following thoughts? Man, we have way too many empty seats in this place. What should we do? What should we do to get people here through the door? What should we do to get our own church members here? Should we put a big Ferris wheel out front and offer popcorn and hot chocolate? Should we offer a reduced tithe? What's it gonna take? Have I done something wrong? Have I hurt someone's feelings? What is it? We should ask those types of questions of where are the people and what should we do? But the answer that we give depends upon our view of Scripture. Am I willing to die to my dreams and goals and the way that I think that it should be? Am I willing to die daily, hourly to my pride and say, Lord, this is your church. You are the head. I am your servant. I will do what you've asked of me and I'll trust you to do your job. Or what do you do when your kid asks, why does Mary want to be called Mark now? And why is she starting to look like a boy? And why does she want to go in the boy's bathroom? The world's wisdom will lead you to tell your child that since 9-year-old Mary feels like a boy, then she really is a boy, and we need to respect the decision she is making to transition into being a boy. Or how do you know nothing but Christ and Him crucified in that situation? Well, we have to remove the world's wisdom from the table of options. I die to my own human agenda and desires, and you and we believe and we teach that God did not make a mistake in assigning gender. And God didn't make a mistake in assigning the gender that He gave to everyone. And we must work and we must depend upon the Lord to wrestle our feelings to get in line with the design of God's word and ways. Or what about when your daughter wants to date someone who is an obvious no-go, but she really, really likes him? Or your boss wants you to fudge some numbers? You see, what we've been learning in 1 Corinthians is immensely practical for us in our everyday lives. You die daily, hourly, and we must live by the word of God. And we can expect some fruit from knowing Christ and Him crucified. We can expect the power of God manifested as the Holy Spirit moves in and through our lives. So we have to make an exclusive decision to move things off the table and leave on the table God's Word. As you pray today, please remember Michael and Sharon Quillman, soon to be missionaries to Zambia. And also remember the Bonde Life Word broadcast heard throughout Tanzania.